This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is always a good place to go in the winter because it's always nice there. And it's nearly as nice as it was a day here today, so Planet Rick is always a good place to go, and hanging out with Rick Ector is always a good thing to be doing. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I am having a great day today. I am sitting in my abode looking out the window. The sun is shining. The birds, I even hear a few birds chirping, and I see squirrels running around like crazy. It's a great day in Detroit, man.
And what's on your mind today?
You know what? I want to finish or at least add another entry into this series about personal protection that we kicked off last week, man. And I want to talk about one of the ways to respond to an attack is running, right? I want to put the focus of today's installment of Planet Rick on running. You know, yeah. Rick talks about running. I had to find an alliterative string of words to make that sound like really cool. But yeah, Rick run. Yeah, how about that?
I like it.
Right. So, you know, when you look at the NRA curriculum, you know, as a firearms trainer, man, they tell you the five principal ways that a potential person can respond to an attack. Obviously, one is to flee, two is to fight, three is to posture, and that, man, that could be a whole episode in of itself. And then the other two alternatives, which aren't very positive at all. We're talking about freezing and submitting, and definitely something that a person who is consumed with personal protection should not pursue. But when we talk about the field of running, man. You know, you talk to a lot of people and you say, well, hey, do you run? You know, can you imagine the typical response you get back when you ask someone about running?
Yeah. I know what you get from me. You want to know what you'd get from me?
What would I get from you?
I only run in three instances.
Oh, yeah?
If something is trying to kill me, if something that's trying to kill me can eat me, and if I can outrun whatever it is that's coming at me. Because otherwise, you know, I'm not even going to try.
Right. And you know what? I had put myself into that last category, man. And, you know, I thought I would challenge myself, right? Like, okay, you have this belief, talking about myself, that I'm not going to be very mobile or be very good at it because, obviously, I'm dealing with some consequences of a stroke I had a few years back. So, and I started looking at my starting premise. Like, am I, like, totally resolved that this is it, or should I explore seeing what I can do and pursuing it, right? obviously, if we're talking about engaging in any type of physical, strenuous, or involved activity, obviously you want to go get yourself medically checked out by a physician. And if you're talking about engaging in something that could be particularly strenuous, you know what? You definitely want to make sure if you fall within certain categories or classifications of people, you know, we're talking about folks who are pregnant, if have some physical condition, diabetes, heart disease, asthma, joint disease, or the category that I also fall into, high blood pressure, right? So you definitely want to make sure that you go get checked out. And as a matter of fact, I would say not getting proper annual evaluations from a physician that led to my blood pressure being at an unsafe level that led to me having a stroke. So, yeah, your health is most important. That's definitely something that you want to engage in, and you want to make sure that you at least get evaluated before you start doing something like running. Of course, if someone is presenting a threat to your life, to your safety, you know what? Wondering about what your doctor might say might not be of particular concern. And you know what? A lot of people who are listening are saying, well, gee, Rick, you're a firearms trainer, you know, and you're credentialed and you teach people how to defend themselves with a gun. Why in the world are you even talking about this? Well, I'm not always in an area in which I can actually have a gun. Those dreaded places such as pistol-free zone. So not only do we have to make sure that we're medically fit and able, but obviously there are some lifestyle changes that may have to be altered if we're talking about engaging in running. Right off the top of your head, what type of lifestyle changes do you surmise would be recommended for someone who is considering becoming more active by way of running?
Well, they need to stretch.
Stretching is good.
They need to stretch. They should probably go somewhere where it's going to be insanely expensive, but they will pay. They will thank themselves later and get a real pair of running shoes. And not what, you know, some of these applications, these are great running shoes, and they're so bling, the clout you get is just crazy. You know, get some real running shoes, and,
On that point, because I know I stumbled in my research, a lot of places that talked about that. Off the top of your head, what things come to mind when you say a pair of real running shoes, right? Something that looks stylish. Or what type of features here do you
use? Oh, no, I mean, running shoes, I don't know about Detroit, but around here that we have sneaker boutiques, we have sneaker stores, and then we have running stores. And the running stores sell the same name brands, but you don't find the kind of shoes they sell in the running stores. That you would find in this, you don't find these in the sneaker boutiques. You don't find them in the sneaker stores. So these are, you know, like and some of the brands like Brooks and Asics and some of these other name brands that nobody's ever heard of. They'll get out there and be like, I've never heard of this. I want some Nike. Give me some Adidas,
right.
Which they do make fine running shoes too. But I mean, a running store would look at you and they you can stand on something and they'll look the way you stand. It'll measure with a sensor how your feet are touching the ground, and it's very interesting the kind of fit they can get for you, which you will appreciate later. And the shoes don't cost that much more, or if in some cases they're actually cheaper than the more stylish, you know, think about a pair of Air Jordans. They're cheaper than a pair of Air Jordans. So, you know, you're talking $200 for a pair of shoes, a pair of basketball shoes, running shoes, $130, $150.
And your feet will thank you better.
Hey, and your shins. Hang on for me. We're in the break. Coming up on the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. I'm very intrigued where this is going. We're on Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's additive enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Planet Rick, and we're talking to trainer Rick Ector, who's thinking about taking up running, and we're discussing what you might want to do to take up running. And we were just talking about shoes and some other stuff. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, yeah, as we delved into the topic of shoes, and I must say I am quite impressed with your knowledge of athletic footwear. That is, I'm quite impressed. You are a man of many surprises, man.
How about that, man?
Also, I would recommend you take a look at some changes from a lifestyle perspective that you might want to engage in. Personally, myself, smoking. That has obviously something I've been doing for quite a bit too long, and I recently changed doctors, man, and I even went so fervently in support of finally kicking this habit, man. I agreed to take this patch, man. I've heard about it, and I've been reluctant to go ahead and take the plunge. But you know what? Drastic times call for drastic measures, man. I'm willing to start doing this and see what happens. Right. Also,
you know, quitting smoking, I mean, for people that have never smoked, you don't understand what smoking is. I mean, I know people that have been both addicted to cocaine
right,
and smoked, and they could give up the cocaine.
That's just a testament to how strong that urge is to smoke once you cultivate it.
I know.
That is,
I mean, I gave up smoking. My last cigarette was before I went to the hospital to have the big heart attack in 2015.
Okay.
Now.
And so that's about 6 years now?
Yeah, 6 years now. But the thing is, I went through the withdrawal for quitting smoking on an enormous amount of medication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I went into the hospital, I would have killed for a cigarette. I would have been constantly jonesing for a cigarette. And when I came out 9 days later, I had no desire to mess with a cigarette.
So you say 9 days is the magic period, huh?
It is if you're going to be doing a bunch of drugs that they're going to have you. I mean, I don't even know how to put this. If you have a heart attack, they're going to put you on enough drugs to where you can get past the whole idea of the withdrawal from smoking. The funny
right.
thing is that when I was in the hospital, there were plenty of people that had been through the same surgery as me. I had just regular indoor wheels for my IV stand. They wanted outdoor wheels so they could roll their IV stand out, and they had to literally go to the edge of the campus to smoke. And they did it. They just had their chest sawed open with a saber saw, ribs pulled apart, heart pulled out and juggled a little bit, put back in there, everything put back together. It's not the heart attack that's the problem getting over it. It's the operation to save you. And then at first chance they got, they gave them the all-terrain IV stand, and they were out. I mean, they were out there smoking, and I was like, wow, you guys didn't learn nothing, did you? So,
wow. That's just a testament to how tough it is. So, like I said, I'm taking the next step. I'm going to try this patch, and I'm going to see what happens. But
good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's a tough undertaking, and I wish you luck with it. It saves you a lot. Saves you a lot of money.
Well, yeah, you know what? And, you know what? there's a few things that I'm pondering, and you figure what the prices are nowadays here in Metro Detroit, darn near $9 a pack.
Wow.
You know what? That frees up some cash to explore some other alternatives that I've been thinking about. You think $9 a day, man, you could actually get into a lot of trouble with $9 a day.
Oh, but, I was smoking two and a half packs a day. So, you know, you're talking 18, 20-something dollars.
Pretty soon that starts to add up, right?
I mean, we could go out and lease a jet.
Right. Pick it up where we were. Another topic to explore was water, man. That's the big thing with me now. I'm making sure that I'm hydrated. I'm drinking 68 ounces of water a day.
Yeah.
You know what? And how in the world do you do it? With small 6-ounce glasses all periodically throughout the day. And as a matter of fact, I have a nice little app on my phone that helps me do that, man. It'll hit me with a beep, and then you know what? That says, hey, I need to go make sure I have some water, and I can track it, and I can log it. And guess what? Since I've been drinking so much water, what I haven't been drinking so much of?
Negro Modelo?
Definitely not Negro Modelo, but, you know, I have two rules with alcohol, right? One, don't drink anywhere where you can't spend the night. And two, don't drink alone.
Yeah.
If I follow those two rules, I don't nearly drink as much as I used to. Not that it was ever a problem, but
very good rules.
With those two rules, I don't really drink that much. And then people will say, well, hey, you stop drinking? I say, no, I just have two rules. And I lay the rules out to them and say, okay, those are two good rules I have. And I'm like,
very good. Very good ones, yeah.
Right. Coffee, man. I have not been drinking much coffee. And you know what? I love coffee. With all this water that I'm drinking and consuming, you know what? Coffee isn't necessarily good for you, and I'm sure it's pure heresy to my fellow coffee drinkers out there. But guess what? That's one of the added benefits of drinking 68 ounces of water a day. 4 ounces more than a gallon, man, and I'm doing it every day. And one way to help me do that is, what's that?
Let me get you to hold up. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. Please look for me on many sites and social media you're probably a member of, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and over 2,300 videos on YouTube.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News. The United States will begin to ship about 25 million doses of coronavirus vaccine, sharing them with countries in Africa, Asia, and the Western Hemisphere. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the U.S. is sharing vaccines to help accomplish the overall goal of ending the pandemic.
Our goal in sharing our vaccines is in service of ending the pandemic globally. Our overarching aim is to get as many safe and effective vaccines to as many people as fast as possible. It's as simple as that. We want to save lives and thwart variants that place all of us at risk. But perhaps most important, this is just the right thing to do. Thanks to the ingenuity of American scientists and the resilience and commitment of the American people, we're in a position to help others. So we will help others.
The shipment is part of a promised 80 million doses that the U.S. will be sending overseas. At least 19 million of those first 15 million doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector. It's Planet Rick. We're talking about doing some stuff on the side that would make you a better shooter, a better gun handler, running or something for your stamina is going to do it. Running would not be the thing I would do, but it doesn't surprise me that Rick is taking off and doing it. Does all of this drinking water, are you losing weight too? Does this drive your appetite down?
No, it hasn't driven my appetite down. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that because I actually went out and bought a scale as something to monitor my weight and see if I was holding steady, if I was gaining weight or losing weight. And you figure with all the additional activities I've been engaging in lately, I haven't lost any weight. So, you know, I'm glad that the water and trying to be more active hasn't affected that. I really don't perceive a need to gain more weight or even to lose weight. I just want to hold steady and maintain.
Sure.
This program that came already installed on my cell phone, man, and depending on whether you have a Droid-compatible phone or if you have one of those fancy, Apple iPhones, You may have like a fitness app, who knows, already installed on your cell phone. On my particular phone, there's this program called LG Health. And man, you wouldn't believe all the apps that are on here. The ones that I personally have enabled for my cell phone is one that actually counts your steps and by conversion how many miles you actually walk. It also tracks your running. And I guess the way it ties it in, I guess based on the app and how it obviously is connected to some GPS band, it has a lot of fine discrimination to it. It can actually determine how much you have walked and contrast that with how much you actually ran. So now I have an objective way to evaluate how much that I've walked and how much that I ran. And it gives me a grand total, too, of how many steps I've actually taken per day. And between walking and running, and just to let you know, my personal goal is to get in 10,000 steps per day.
So that's and how many miles is that? Now, this is the thing about this walking, though. Now, are you going to do this and run? Are you trying to get 10,000 steps and run? Or what are you doing?
It's all combined. Between running and walking, you want 10,000 steps to run into in conjunction with this program, LG Health. It also has components for jumping, and it also tracks my water consumption, too. So this is all keeping in step with me leading a healthier lifestyle and plus looking at my goals of being more active and running. And one of the consequences of running, man, There's been a couple of days in this past week, man, where I actually felt the consequences of becoming more active. I'm talking about aches and pains, something that us older guys know all too well, right? Let me tell you.
Well, yeah. See, you're going to have to start supplementing your protein.
I need to eat more steak?
Well, you could do that, but I mean, when you're supplementing, you're talking protein drinks. Some sort of protein intake increase, right? And in your particular case, since you're not exactly a big dude, you might want to think about a protein mix that has a little bit of creatine mixed in with it.
That might actually help out. Well, I'm definitely look into that.
Well, I mean, the creatine does is it takes that water you're drinking and bonds it to the muscle cell.
Okay.
And, you know, what do they tell us when we were in school, you know, how much of the body is water. So if the body is that much water, if you're out there, you're doing things that tear the body down and rebuild it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're going to get sore. So you're going to want some protein.
Oh, yeah. So I'll make a mental note of that, and I'll follow up and see what I can do to supplement my protein. But I'll tell you, man, YouTube is a wonderful site.
Yeah.
So out of just curiosity, I said, oh, Mr. Google, if I typed in sore aching muscles, how to relieve the pain, what could you come up with, right? And bam. In my results, I got a few videos here about how to massage your leg and your calves. And guess what? I tried it. It actually worked. There were a few days, man, when I actually got up the next day and my mobility was severely limited because I was actually putting to work muscles in a way that I had not been doing so prior. So
right.
Enabling these massage techniques on my body, it actually made the bulk of the soreness go away, and I could actually be functional. So that was a great discovery by the power of YouTube, man. I love that site.
Yeah.
So following along there, I found another great resource, man. There's a site that's called, get this, Couch to 5K. Is that snazzy or what?
Snazzy.
the premise is it's a workout plan or a running plan to get you literally from the couch to participating and engaging in 5K run events. And I know some people out there in radio land, they're saying, hey, I wasn't in school when they started trying to indoctrinate us with the metric system.
Well, there's 1.67 kilometers to a mile.
Okay, so you're still giving me metric to metric.
No, there's one. There's one. So 5K, 2K would be...
How many miles are in 5K?
You'd have to run 6K to run 3 miles.
Okay, so 5K, I ran the conversion. It comes out to 3.10.
You know what? At 5K, you're right at 3 miles. At 5K, I think you might be right at 3 miles. I don't have a calculator in front of me, so. But there's 1.67 kilometers to the mile.
Okay. All right. So we're at 3.107 miles. And you know what? That doesn't sound unduly far, but you know what? If you've been sitting on the couch or if you haven't been particularly active, I know I have been deficient in that area, but, you know, and I have some physical consequences of the stroke, and so I've been, I wouldn't say sedentary, man, but I wasn't going out of my way to be particularly active. But I recently switched doctors, and I'm looking at one particular regimen that I'm going to firm up with her and look at what we can do with some of this pain that I'm experiencing, because, hey, man, checked out some YouTube videos, and there are some interesting things out there. I want to see if I can avail myself of that knowledge and see if it can provide some benefit to myself. But the one thing that I love
about... Hang on for me. We've talked our way right into the break. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Rick Ector, Planet Rick. Rick is planning on upping his game a little bit, getting combatives in place. He's gonna work on his stamina. Why are you so? Are you an old runner? Have you run in the past? You like running?
You know what? I never really got into it to any significant extent. You know, I did do a little bit years ago, but this whole idea of running is just part of me just challenging some existing beliefs that I have. And one of those beliefs that I just assumed was that I would not be able to run, right?
Okay.
And so
why do you think you would not be able to run?
Well, as a consequence of the stroke, you know, I have some pain that occurs in my right leg. So it was a question of pain tolerance. I know like the previous doctor I had, we were talking about the pain and, you know, for some reason she thought that I was, dropping a hint that I was seeking, pain alleviate, like painkillers. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, that's not where I was going with that. I'm looking at something that could be done or could be explored. And, you know, I got sent to one doctor, a neurologist, and we talked about it, and they were saying, well, this particular neurologist wasn't very helpful in terms of anything that could be done for it. You know, since then, which I alluded to in the last segment, you know, I did some looking around on the internet, man, and there are some doctors out there who are claiming that they are having some success with people who are having ongoing pain in their extremities, such as their legs, and they have some procedures out there that I'm going to start inquiring about. So we'll see.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Before you do this big investment in buying shoes and all this other stuff, find somewhere, rent a bike, and ride a bike.
You know, that was something that was on my radar. I know that you're big in the, riding a bike, but...
Well, here's the thing. Riding a bike, when you ride a bike, if you ride a proper bike, which for people like me and you that are getting older, when somebody gets out there and says, hey, man, if you're not riding fixed gear, single speed, you're just not with it. You know, forget them. Go out and get a bike that has gears on it, right? Lovely gears.
Right.
Gears, not tears. Get the right size bike and get fitted for the bike. And when I say fitted for the bike, that means the seat is the right height and the handlebars are the right length away from you, which these are just minor adjustments they make with tools. So,
what type of bike do you have?
I have a Fuji.
Okay,
but you don't have to spend that much money.
The style of the bike, do you have to like lean forward, or is it one that you're
Depends.
You know,
it depends. See, like with a stationary bike, right? With a stationary bike, when you're riding a stationary bike, all you're doing is engaging your legs and your lugs. When you're riding a bicycle bike, you're also engaging your core because you have to keep it upright. So overall, it's better. It's better exercise. Also, it's not going to hurt your joints.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt your joints. Your knees, if you've never been a runner, I was a runner. When I was in the military, I had to run everywhere I went. And as soon as I got out of the military, I looked at everybody and I was like, you see me running? We've been invaded by Mars. You should run too. But if you otherwise, you won't see me running. I'll get in the car, I'll pull out a gun, something, but I'm not going to be running. Because my knees are just, my knees are shot. My knees are done. And I'm not going to go through that whole knee replacement thing.
I mean, you know, and that's the thing. You know, the thing is, okay, if you know your knees are shot, right, and you are the expert on your knees, right?
Right.
I mean, is there anything, I mean, short of replacement, or is that an issue? Is that something that's on the table? Or are you like, nah, I'm definitely not going to do that if I don't have to. I'll just tough it out and see what happens.
Well, I mean, right now I can walk. I can walk upstairs, and I can pedal a bike without my knees being replaced.
Okay.
And I can pedal a single-speed bike. I can pedal a fixed-gear bike, which a fixed-gear bike is a particular brand of torture because when the wheels are turning on a fixed-gear bike, the pedals are turning too. There's no coasting with a fixed-gear bike. You're either pedaling or you're standing up on top of the bike.
Oh, man, no coasting. Oh, that sounds torture.
It is torture. But a nice geared bike, which the, people buy them all the time, they plunge in value. You can find them on Craigslist and secondhand, all these places. There's probably a bunch of secondhand bikes around you. You can find them for $100, $200. And that, for me, is much better exercise.
Well, I mean, that's something definitely to keep in mind, and I'm definitely going to investigate and see what I can find.
Plus, you can wear the worst shoes you have and bike.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about being really serious about this running thing, shoes...
But then you know, another thing is once you start... I mean, I had to devise a way to carry a gun while pedaling a bike. And, I mean, I wanted the gun on me, which I did, and at the same time, the gun can't move. And there's some people say, well, I just get a little gun like this and I put it in my bike jersey. See, you're small enough to where you could wear a bike jersey. But that's okay because if you try to pedal and that Ruger LCP that you got there that's so small as it starts to beat you in the kidneys over the course of a nice 10-mile ride.
Right.
Well, you'll be coming to me wanting to go saying, so what did you do, Bill?
Well, I'm actually glad you brought that point up because as I found as I was running, of course, you and your listeners know I appendix carry, and after a few days of running, I've had to modify how I carry my gun because running while carrying a gun, appendix carry, for me, anyway, wasn't all that enjoyable. So.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah. So that was one of those changes that obviously had to come about, and I'm glad you brought that up because that led me to that. But, yeah, I am going to start looking into these Couch to 5K programs, man. I'm going to give it a go and see what happens. And,
good luck on this. Good luck on the quitting smoking. Really, I mean, if you need to talk to somebody when as you're quitting smoking, give me a call. I'll talk to you all day long. I loved smoking. Loved it. Loved smoking.
And love talking about it too, right?
Well, not so much. give me a nice. I had very nice lighters. Man, you know,
I need help, right? I'm going to be calling, like reaching out.
Yeah.
But
that's fine.
But yeah,
call me.
My doctor prescribed. Yeah, I said she. I have a woman doctor, right? And she prescribed
me
some meds, and I'm going to give it a go and see what happens. And you know what? If all of this stuff, all of these strategies are employed, man, I hope to actually get one of these 5Ks done. I'm not going to put a limit on it, but I want to make some significant process stores participating in one.
Okay.
And I might even make it into this event that's called the Tough Mudder. Have you ever heard about that?
Oh, my God. Listen, we don't have time to get into that. Yes, I have. Tell everybody how to find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. I am also on Bill Frady's Lock and Load, Planet Rick, every Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thursday.
Yeah. Every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been a blast. Have a great week, and I'll see you all next Thursday.
Call me if you need help with the smoking. Good luck on that.
I'm going to make it happen, man.
Okay. All right. Rick Ector, Planet Rick, check him out. Coming up next, hour number three is inbound. Where it is time for 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I have no idea what Joe's had going on lately, so it'll be interesting to find out what's happening in the land of Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.